And on the way in, after we had prayed some this afternoon, on the way in, walking in here tonight, I met a lady from Lancaster. Where is she? Stand up. There she is. And she stopped me and she said, I came all the way from Lancaster to hear you say something that I haven't heard you say on the web. That was exactly what she said. And I came in here. And Peter had me do a podcast when I got here. And I came in here and I said, Lord, I want you to answer that woman's prayer. Now, and I said, and I'm just going to go. I'm going to wait until I see you answer her prayer. And when we started praying in tongues and praying in the Spirit, all of a sudden, it was a literal angel with a key that fit in the ground, came down and unlocked the ground here. And I even yelled out when this angel came down and stood next to me because he only said these words to me. He said, get ready for a root ride. Get ready for a root ride. Write it down right now. Get ready for a root ride. He said a root ride. Say it out loud so you get it. Because when God sends an angel down to say it to us, He wants us to get it. He said, get ready for a root ride. And then he took this key, and I can't even explain what that key looked like. It didn't look like a key the way we think keys look. It looked like some divine glory made structure that went into the ground and unlocked it. And then all of a sudden, I never had planned to do this. This is her doing this. Because God wanted this done from here. And all of a sudden when that angel unlocked it, now I want you to understand what happens, and you're going to have to get ready for this. Matter of fact, you might as well stand up. Because there's a root going to come up under you. Might as well just spread your legs a little and say, I'm going to get on this thing. You're going to have to move with me. Now, and all of a sudden, these roots down, and it was here. These roots down deep from this ground, and I've written a history book, but that isn't how God does anything with me. But Chad, you're gonna have to come up here and get moving with Him now. You can get on the piano. You're gonna have to move it with me. Now, all of a sudden, these roots underneath us started moving. And the root was a root, but it was made of words. And all of a sudden, it would move, and when it would move up into the first heaven that we're standing in right now, because it was down 5 layers in the earth realm. Now, I didn't plan to do any of this, so don't ask me what it means. That is not my job tonight. My job is just to tell you what's about to come up between your legs and start moving. It's going to catch you, or you're going to have to catch it, because this thing got unlocked when this angel came down. I don't even know what the angel's name was. I didn't have even to ask him, who are you? Because he said, get ready for a root ride. And then he stuck that key from heaven into the ground here. And all of a sudden, the ground moved from five layers down. I'm assuming that is five centuries down. These roots started shifting and coming up, and they had these words on them. And I'll share them in the order, because once I realized I was in a different realm, I sat down and I wrote the words down. The first word was prosperity. It's a deep root. It's a very deep root here. And the Lord said, I'm going to have to move that root up through, because it has been layered over and layered over. And all of a sudden this root started coming up through all of this layer of debris and blood and all sorts of bone structure. And all of a sudden it came out and it went up between some of you. Some of you need to say, I want to ride that root out. Now I'm telling you, the Lord says, get ready. This thing's about to move out, for how it has not been able to move in the last five centuries. And those who want to grab hold to the root or jump on that root, get ready to jump on it when it comes by you and let it take you where it wants to position you and place you for your future. Here was the next root. It had the word revolution on it. That can mean several things. That means cycle after cycle after cycle is coming into a motion in such a way that it will create another cycle. God said, tonight, revolution starts moving. It's a root that is in this ground here. The crossroads of revolution. It came up through the blood of revolution. It had great... These words were in a reddish gold. And it had this incredible, engraved, living, like a heartbeat. And all of a sudden, it penetrated and came out of the ground. And from that moment forward, we are starting to ride that root. Starting tonight. Tell somebody, I'm afraid to get on that root. If you're afraid to get on the root of revelation, don't get on the root of revelation. Revolution. The Lord says, if you'll get on the root of revolution, I'll give you revelation over how to ride it. Here was the third root. The third root said liberation. He said, I am causing the ground that has captured liberation to give up that root, and I will have people who liberate many in days ahead. Some of you are called to be liberators. I know enough in history to know that New Jersey gave women right to vote, then took it away. That's what has happened in America over and over and over, given freedom and taken away. God says the root of liberation's coming out. The fourth word. Was captivity breakout. Captivity breakout. The Lord says, years after years, what I intended to come forth was captured. And now I have come to unlock captivity breakout, so every place where I came and my spirit touched this ground and it was captivated again will now come forth and break out in a multiplied form. Tell somebody, get ready to ride that roof. Now listen, people. You've got to see the way this looked. These roots started coming from deep and coming up. And when they hit the atmosphere, it wasn't God's choice. It was our choice to get on it and let it take us where it needed to take us. This is going to be our choice to jump on these next roots that are now coming up to display and move and produce the fruit for this season in our bloodlines and in this nation.